talking flooring this hour at Rosie on the House with our newest flooring certified Rosie on the House partner, Bram Flooring, Mr. Mitch, the owner, Virgil, the project manager, and Riley, the mascot, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad she came in this morning. Before we leave vinyl tarring, and we do have a caller that has one question, but before we leave the vinyl plank, the maintenance, is it really as low a maintenance as we want it? We want to believe it is.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean you can use a vacuum on it. You can mop it. You got to be careful with it. It's just like any other type of surface, whether it's paint or whatever. You can scratch it. So moving furniture, those types of things, you have to take care of that kind of stuff.
And when you say scratching, my mind goes straight to like indoor cats and dogs. Is this an easy surface for them to walk on, or are they going to be sliding like Bambi?
Yeah, they'll be sliding around. They get moving. They hit a corner, they'll be on the ground, but you know, just like tile.
And will their nails scratch that surface, or is it tough enough to withstand
that? It's going to be tough enough to, you know, the higher end products, you know, if you're looking at that $1.25 stuff, no. But if you're looking at the quality stuff, yeah, it's gonna withstand that. You know, it's gonna take something to gouge, to scratch. But you just have to take care of it.
Make for some great videos, though.
That's right. That's right. All right, Terry could not hold, but they called and has a thin crack in tile. What's the solution? That might be kind of hard to answer without more information. But Virgil, you want to take that?
Probably the first question that I would ask to anybody that, you know, is commenting on that is going to be, do you have any extra tile? Because if you do, we can fix it. No problem. If you don't have any extra tile and it's a real thin crack, it's not lifted at all to where it could cut your foot. Sometimes you can fill it with some grout caulking. I've had success with Porcifix, which is a toilet repair product.
Interesting.
Yeah. And you know, you can kind of color tone that and try to get it to match the tile. Truly, nothing is going to be a real fix until you replace that tile. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, nobody has any extras. So ultimately, we end up doing some other option.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about Bram Flooring and the idea of someone wanting y'all to assess their situation and get some estimates. What's the Bram Flooring process?
You know, when we get introduced to a customer, most of the time we have a very standoffish feel. You know, a lot of people think that their flooring guy is like a car salesman. We really work hard to get away from that idea. We are very education based. We don't really look at things like you need to spend $1 million to work with us. We're going to try to educate you about the product so that you can, you know, if you want the cheaper product because you're going to rent it out, then great. Let's find the product that fits your situation and move forward. You know, most times we're going to start off with an estimate. We do that for free, valley-wide, so you can call us and get a free estimate on your flooring. We like to start there because that gives us the ability to really give you some lock-in pricing. You know, when you have people coming into the store, that's fine, but they always, you know, kind of are looking for a rough number, and I don't think I've ever given a rough number that's been accurate, unfortunately.
You want your own tape measure on the job.
Yeah, well, there's just a lot of different scenarios out there, and you don't know how to help that customer until you've been in their environment and seen what their situation is. You know, if I walk into a house and I got 5 kids and 2 Great Danes, I'm not going to probably talk them into the vinyl flooring. I'm going to talk them into tile. But that's a per customer situation that you really need to evaluate.
And then when you're putting the estimate together, every single product, vinyl plank, ceramic tile, depending on the size of the tile, the carpet, they all have a separate factor for waste.
Correct. Yeah.
And then if that wall has a radius,
yep,
or if it's off angle.
Yeah, we're gonna use, you know, obviously, you know, let's say they want to do their whole house and it's a couple thousand square feet. Well, you're getting price breaks on that square footage because you're doing so much. But then the customer that comes in and wants a hallway and a bathroom done, well, now we got to, you know, be closer to retail on the pricing of that. But more importantly, you're going to see some increased cost per square foot because of the waste factor. You know, in those small areas, it's going to chew up a good amount of material. So as a customer, you have to expect that you're going to pay a little bit more for smaller amounts of work.
And the website?
The website is bramflooring.com. Our phone number is 623-974-9777.
And Mary Lou from Tucson's calling, and she's saying, hey, this vinyl plank conversation, is it okay if I leave it when I leave for the summer?
I'm guessing she's turning her air conditioning off is why she's asking.
That might be the question. But so a snowbird, Tucson home, vinyl plank. Can she go away for the summer and not worry about it?
Yeah, I mean, everything is would be considered to be climate controlled. Some products work better than others in the heat. With the vinyl planks, you have a WPC, which is going to be a vinyl-based product, and you have an SPC, which is going to be a stone-based. Those stone-based are going to work better for that because of the expansion and contraction and lack of. So to some of those SPCs, will get up. You can get them up to 140 degrees before they'll start failing. Your house isn't going to get to 140, but you got a big window right here in this studio that if the sun's hitting it at 3 o'clock, that's magnifying on the floor and you can get up there.
Well, just
so
like,
if I was going to do it, I would do an SPC and I'd feel okay with it.
Just like Virgil said, Bram Flooring is education based. There's your education on vinyl flooring. Again, the phone number for Bram,
623-974-9777.
Y'all stay tuned. We have the director from the Register of Contractors joining us next hour, as well as you, the Arizona homeowner, here at Rosie on the House.